This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. We'd like to welcome you to the program today as we talk about the Good Samaritan mission in Danville. We have an update for you with one of their volunteers who is a former board member. We also have three young people with us, and two of them are in high school, one in college, but they are involved with a club that has branched off from the Good Samaritan mission. It's now in the Danville schools. And we're going to be hearing from Maria LaMarca today. She's that volunteer we mentioned who also had served on the board at Good Samaritan. Also with us, Salvatore LaMarca, the founder and first president of the Young Samaritans. Also with us, Elena Souza, the 2023-24 president of that Young Samaritans Club at the high school. And the senior recruiter of the club is Bella Gonzalez-Jenkins. She's also with us today. We appreciate you all being with us, and we're going to begin today with a look at some of the things that have been happening at Good Samaritan, including this need for volunteers in this post-pandemic era. But we'll start with Maria.
Well, right now, after the pandemic, we could never open on a regular schedule. We used to open 4 days a week, actually 5 days a week, including every Saturday. And since the pandemic, our scheduled business hours have been reduced severely. So right now we're opening Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 to 2 p.m. only. And every other Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m. We're looking into opening every Tuesday at the same time, 4 to 6 p.m. So we're looking for volunteers that can help us open the store. The main reason for this is we have a lot of clients that have day shift jobs, and we are closed when they're at work, and they could benefit from some of our services and drives that we offer, and they cannot make it during business hours.
And Maria, we understand there are a couple of new programs, including this club, which we mentioned in our opening today, but we'll get to some of those students in a bit. But tell us a bit about what's going on in that department.
Well, yes, actually, we do have two newer programs. The Young Samaritans group, which is a volunteering group, and we'll talk about that more in depth later, which is a club now, an official club at high school, at the high school, Danville Area School District High School, and the Bigger Opportunities Program, which is designed to break the cycle of poverty. So basically, this program offers financial opportunities and support to families that are struggling financially and that have a student enrolled in the Danville Area School District and Vocational Columbia Montour Vocational School, Technical School, yep. VOTEC. So, and that's regardless of their place of residence for those students in these two schools. Most of our programs are limited to Montour County and the school district here in Danville. But Bigger Opportunities wants to encourage those students that if they have this potential to do more and want to do more, want to learn other skills, are dreaming of a college career or of training after high school, that while they're in school, they can achieve all those dreams, and financial hardship should not be an obstacle for them. So we want to be in those kids' corner, cheering, like our motto says, cheering, supporting them, and loving them, because we really want kids to be the ones that potentially could break the cycle of poverty or avoid falling into that cycle if they don't have those opportunities to reach their full potential.
And as we continue to talk about the Young Samaritan Club, we head to our students to hear how they would present this program to someone else that didn't know about it and how they would sell it to someone and get them to join.
I think my first response would be, we're a club of doing. Our motto is youth service community. We're a club of working in our community to make our community better, and we're just a club for that is here for the community, which is so important in today's time because there feels like there's not a lot of community. So I think that would be my response.
I would say that, first off, the Good Samaritan is a great organization. So any kind of support with them is amazing. They do a lot of good for the community, and they support those in need. And then also joining the Young Samaritan specifically, volunteering is a thing that I believe everybody should do. It's very, you know, it's, you can really help people, in a way that you can't when maybe you're getting paid for something. It really helps to get yourself out there and connect with people and really see how organizations in a community can help those in need.
I'd say also it's important to realize that, you know, anybody can be a Young Samaritan. You just have to have the initiative, and anybody is welcome to join our club.
How did they hear about Good Samaritan and the Young Samaritan Club in the first place?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I had heard of it. I'd seen the sign. I get lost a lot. So I had definitely seen the sign when I was like driving around trying to find my way back to the main road to get back to my house. But before I was reached out to by the previous officers, I didn't really know a ton of what it was. Like, I just saw the sign. I was like, oh, that's a fun thing. And now I'm that involved of it. Involved in it, it's so much more than that, which is really amazing.
Yeah, I have to agree. I know people in the past that have been part of the club, but I wasn't never too sure exactly what it was. I just thought I love the opportunity that they have through the club. And once I was able to be a part of it, I realized it goes just beyond like a normal school club. There's, again, like Elena said, a huge role on us to help the community around us. This opportunity has really opened my doors to just realize how much need there is, like anywhere, especially in small towns, big towns. And considering I'm going to be going off to college, probably not somewhere around here, I'm going to try to get involved in more community-based organizations. And of course, whenever I come back here for spring breaks, holidays, I'll make sure to stop at the mission and help out.
And we continue with our three students and their history and work with the Young Samaritans and what this all means to them.
Yeah, for me, it's like opened my eyes to like my sister. I was talking to her yesterday and she was like when you volunteer at the Good Samaritan Mission, it's like something out of like a Christmas movie. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, it's like you're actually like doing things and like there's stuff going on. Like it's like a movie. And I'm like, Lizzie, like, but I totally agree with her. It's something that is so physical and we don't realize that these opportunities actually exist in real life. And it opens your eyes to that. And again, I'm not planning on going to college anywhere near here, but I'll definitely still be at the mission summers and during breaks. But one of the things I've been so honored to do is I have a lot of siblings, and I now have the ability to bring my sister and my brothers into this and kind of create a legacy of this is for the family, this is for everyone.
So around when the pandemic happened, I was, I believe, I don't know if it was the start of sophomore or senior year, or I was at the end of junior year, I can't remember. I know everything was shut down and all our classes were out and everything, and it affected every aspect of our life, obviously. And the Good Samaritan really was affected because the greatest majority of their volunteers are elderly people or retirees. And of course, they weren't able to come and help volunteer because they were the most at risk. So I started this group, the Young Samaritans, as a way to solve this problem, to get people involved my age that were less likely to be put in a bad situation with the pandemic. A group of my friends started as the original officers, about five of us, and then we slowly grew the club. In the beginning, it was mostly just people we knew, getting people involved, and running the donation collection. And as you can see now, it's gone on for a few generations. So.
Yeah, I think the first day I like came to like Young Samaritan Mission, like I was kind of like shocked because poverty here is not, like you said, not in the big cities where it's off the on the street type poverty. It's the poverty that's like mostly unseen. It's the poverty of behind closed doors. People are living in their cars. People aren't able to get financial support. They're not able to hold down a job for reasons outside of their control. And I think Young Sam is here to create those bridges to help bring people into the I don't want to say full, but like the group to kind of have those opportunities and be supported.
I think it's also really important to realize that even in our classroom, like there are going to be kids that are benefiting off of these programs that we may not realize. And it's just amazing to see how even like in a small town, of course, there's a huge poverty gap between the people that have doctors and of course then like people that you don't notice, but they're there and they need our help. And that's where we're just going to step in.
Programs like this are certainly one of the ways that awareness can be spread. But how difficult was that in the beginning, Salvatore?
I think the hardest part was starting to get people to even understand like what the group was, first off, because the idea of a volunteer group, I guess, like wasn't really a thing in our area, I don't think. So it was mostly me explaining people what it was to join the group and then also explain what the Good Samaritan did. Because most people, especially my age in the high school at the time, didn't really know what the Good Samaritan was or the kind of support they give to the community. So that was probably the hardest part. And especially because we all were isolated at the time, it was hard to get people aware of what we were doing. I mean, all we did was we posted on Instagram and things. And whenever I did see people and talk to people, I did. But of course, being so isolated, it was hard to get, you know, people involved in the beginning.
Interacting with the community certainly is one way to keep the club going and find new ways to reach out.
Probably the most visible event that the Young Samaritans does for the community is our Trunk or Treat event. So as many of you know, there's a primary school Trunk or Treat. Tons of kids go, and each year the Young Samaritans has a car and we dress up and we give out candy with the Young Samaritans logo and address of the mission and services offered there. So that's probably our most visible event, but behind the scenes, we also help a lot with Feed a Friend, which is kind of a food drive that partnering local churches does with us every holiday season, because obviously families in need during the holiday season, it can get really financially tight and everyone deserves to have food on the table. And so we help a lot with Feed a Friend, giving donations, supplying volunteers is probably another one of our more visible things that we do.
And specifically in regards to Young Samaritans, we also take part in all of our school fundraising activities. And outside of that, this past year we did a car wash, and those funds go to help our scholarship fund for the high school, which is new this year. And those funds also go to support the Bigger Opportunities program and mission.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably one of the biggest things, like Sal was talking about, is you reach people nowadays kind of through social media. So we actually have two PR managers just due to the impact that social media has, neither of which could be here today, unfortunately, but they're both super important of keeping the presence of the Young Samaritan there. We have a website, we have Instagram, Facebook, all at Young Sam.
And some final thoughts with Maria LaMarca, who is working with this club as a volunteer. And as we mentioned at the beginning of our program, she's also a former board member of Good Samaritan Mission.
It started as a volunteer group years ago, 4 years. This is the fourth generation, I like to call it, generations of Young Samaritans, and it's great to see the growth. Only last year alone, the club participated in the diverse activities, including planning those activities and putting the time into doing that. 512 hours of volunteering we provided to not just officers, but other volunteers that could just be one-time volunteer or regular volunteers. So I like to think that this organization now, because it is an organization, it has a president, a vice president, it has a whole group of officers that run the activities and take their extra time to also plan those activities and coordinate and be leaders. It's a great opportunity not just to give back to the community in many ways. It can be as a team, as a leader, as a team member, as a leader. But it is important to say that these kids are not just busy kids, because they do a lot with us. These students are very academic driven. They are involved in sports. They are involved in the arts and music. So they go above and beyond to be part of this club, and the leaders that we are creating in this club, I think this is the most amazing part for me, see that growth. Some of the students, now that we are a club, we can reach the younger groups of students before we could reach mostly juniors and seniors due to the fact that we were in a club at the high school. Now that we are a club, we have a structure that allows us to reach everybody at the high school, and if they want service hours, we can provide them, and we provide the opportunity to become a leader by applying for an officer job later. Elena came to us last year because one of our officers had to step down for personal reasons, and we needed somebody to manage our recruitment area, which is what Bella does this year. But then a month later, we became an official club the president of the club last year went to in front of the school board and presented how this club was important and how much the Good Samaritan mission was doing for the community and how she thought it should be an official club and recognized so we could do more. And the board approved it, and we were very, very happy and proud of that. So Elena became also our treasurer. So we handle financials. We can teach all of those aspects of being an officer and being a leader through this club. And we're very proud of all the accomplishments that this club every year grows in terms of membership, in terms of the quality of the work that we do for the community. And we're always welcoming ideas, and we offer that platform for kids to just tell us what is in their mind. We were sitting one day, for example, at a meeting thinking, what should we do for the carnival? So we have a presence on the end of the year carnival. And out of the blue, our current treasurer said, let's just do snow cones. Snow cones. We don't have a snow cone machine. Well, we researched it. We bought it. And that has been our biggest source of income. That little snow cone machine, it has been accepted really well. So that's our thing now. That's our fundraising for diverse activities, bigger opportunities. The car wash was for the bigger opportunities, as they mentioned. I would never think on snow cones, but I like to open my mind. I wouldn't, you know. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, they bring so many good ideas. And Elena is such a graceful negotiator. Sometimes we have to negotiate things about how we're going to post things. And she teaches me so much. Like when Elena, I'm sorry, I'm doing this wrong. And she's such a gracious leader, really. And I am all for learning from them, because this new generation is what we need. We need kids like this to take charge of what's coming. And I think the Young Samaritans is just a beginning for them. I know many of the leaders I'll be going to reach out in whatever their careers take them or their life takes them. They will be reaching out to see where they can get involved, because they see the importance of it. So that to me is just fantastic.
And as Maria tells us, work continues with this club, as does its growth and search for new ways to spread the word and the good they're doing.
And we actually have two, we call them our ambassadors. We have two students at the middle school that are really involved. Right now they're doing their sport, their fall sport. But when they're not doing that, they're at the mission. And they started back in seventh grade last year, now in the eighth grade, and they try to recruit others. But when we have activities where their schedule allows, they are there. So it's really nice to see that we're expanding even into the middle school. And we have a student that was in middle school last year, part of this ambassador group, and now she is at the VOTEC. And, you know, she continues to volunteer. And sometimes that particular student comes with the whole family to volunteer, which is beautiful to see that we can reach also the families, not just for the reasons of getting the hours of service, but also there might be a family there. This particular family told me one day, how can we help this mission? Because this mission has helped us so much. And that is just huge for me, because I'm like, we're doing something good here. And we feel we have an environment where not just the students, but the families feel safe to say thank you for helping us, but we're going to give back now. Maybe we cannot give a donation, a financial donation, but this is our time. We can be here to help. So this is a very good thing, and I like to think that others will think the same way and spread the word about this group.
And that concludes our program today with the Good Samaritan Mission and some of the Young Samaritans involved in that club. We do want to thank Maria, Salvatore, Bella, and Elena for joining us on the program today. We want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about Good Samaritan, go to gsmdanville.org. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.